problem I have if the stuff is too Linux specific, I always have the problem.
So if you're one plugin,
because I want the stuff also to run on OS X and not Windows.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, if the distro actually, if the distros that support real time actually were to provide on their own watchdog, you wouldn't worry about it.
Watchdog would be nice thing there.
Yeah, it would actually. That's how. Yeah. Okay. Next.
So, but that was the reason you were
already. Now I have an answer for the kernel guys. What are the things we just
shed?
Yeah.
Sind zwei, habe ich zwei Netzteile, eigentlich drei sogar. Drei, eins ist das hier, so, und das andere ist das von Yamaha, das dicke.
manchmal Schwierigkeiten, wenn ich auf Suspend gehe.
Das Internet wird wegging automatisch, wo aber nicht bei den Geräten auch mal bedienen kann. Es gibt Fälle, wo dann das Internet wird, wie hier jetzt, du hast einen größeren Bildschirm und er zeigt nur einen Teil, also kann sich nicht einstellen auf dessen Bild. Also wir haben alle Variationen schon gehabt, das ist eigentlich interessant. Ich habe das Gefühl, ältere Hardware, das an dem Beamer und diesem Kästchen da recht gut. Aber die neuer sieht wir, so eine Schwierigkeit gibt es da. Denn also mein PC, 2001er Baujahr, der war wunderbar. Aber jetzt letztens, also gestern und heute hatten wir ein paar Fälle, wo man auch alles gucken muss und dann nachher auch, falls auf meinen Rechner übertragen ist, wird daraus gemacht. Also Laptops haben, glaube ich, ein bisschen mehr Schwierigkeiten, die man noch
angemacht
hat. Ja, gut. Also, notfalls halt eben, was können wir das so machen, dass du, wenn du willst, auf jeden Fall hinstellst und mir das reicht, ich weil die Folien durchtaste, dass ich halt die Folien stellen kann. Ach so, okay. Gut.
Das ist die alte Akku. Habe ich jetzt.
gucke das noch einmal an. Der 23-jährige Mann stirbt noch am Ort des Geschehens. Sein Name Carlo Giuliani, der Polizei als Sympathisant der autonomen Szene bekannt. Der erste Tote der neuen internationalen Protestbewegung. Im Inneren des Land Rover hat ein Karabiner.
Okay, so welcome back. We are continuing with Georg Bönn. Georg is well known here at ZKM. He was one of the very first guest artists some 10 years ago, I think, and has a piece also on the very first ZKM publication and the very first ZKM CD around 1997. If I'm right,
95.
Okay, and had a talk at the LSE 2005 last year here, and now he's talking about his piece Genoa 7, which was played yesterday in the concert in the Kubus. Thanks for being here, Georg.
Thank you, Götz. Welcome, and thank you for coming. I'd also like to thank the technical staff yesterday in the concert, Tonmeister Joachim Grossmann and his colleague. And thanks, of course, for the invitation. I'd like to talk a little bit about the making of this piece. The full title is Genoa 7, 2001. I'm going to talk a little bit about the history, how it originated, why I created it. I'm going to talk about the sounds and playing the sounds that I used to start the piece, and I'm going to show you a few bits of the tools that I've used to create this piece. So first to start with, in 2001, which is quite a while ago now, and I had a friend in Hamburg where I lived at that time. And she is an artist and had that idea to create an installation in a prison in Hamburg. That prison is for youth and women and is situated on an island in the River Elbe. And she had a motto for this installation. She collects these catch lines from newspapers, and the title was Wut tut gut. In English, perhaps rage is good for you. And her idea was to work with chairs. So she had a large collection of chairs, organized that, and built a sphere out of putting those chairs together. And inside that ball of chairs, there were little videos running. And she asked me if I could supply some sounds for it. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting project. And she made a video of herself in a room trashing old wooden chairs. And I asked for the sound of that recording in order to have that as a basis for the piece. So this became one of the sounds that I used for that piece. And I also adapted the idea of smashing the chairs by hacking the sound samples. So, and for that purpose, I wrote some lines of code. First, I'd like you to play the original chair samples, which he trashed. This goes on for quite a long time. Herself, her idea with dealing with that motto and the theme is to ask a question: how we deal with our aggressions and how we can channel this into some sort of positive energy. And I really got attracted by that idea. A few things also happened, of course. And first, I got this videotape very late, so it was too late to put it on the video itself, so that it would run inside that wall of chairs. So I decided then to make an independent from the video sound installation, which became the first version of that piece that you heard yesterday. And additional events occurred during that summer, which was the G8 summit in Genoa, with the well-known outcome of riots and the police didn't behave very nice, and it was quite outrageous. So I had this report from the internet. From a magazine site that reported about that incident that you might recall, that a demonstrator was shot while he was attacking a police car. And I thought this was a kind of a key point, a cue that I wanted to integrate into this piece. I'd like to play a few bits of that report, which I cut together.
In Im Inneren des Land Rover hat ein Karabinieri seine Waffe gegen die mit Latten, Eisenstangen und Feuerlöschern bewaffneten Angreifer gerichtet. Der Mann, auf den gezielt wird, befindet sich außerhalb des rechten Bildrands. Von dem Schuss aus nächster Nähe getroffen, fällt er zu Boden. Der Schütze drückt noch einmal ab. Der 23-jährige Mann stirbt noch am Ort des Geschehens. Sein Name Carlo Giuliani, der Polizei als Sympathisant der autonomen Szene bekannt. Der erste Tote der neuen internationalen Protestbewegung.
So this report briefly says that the protester was shot by a policeman inside that car while he was with a group attacking that car. And the policeman shot twice. At a close range. Sorry about that. Bad sound quality. What else was based? I collected a few samples years earlier in New York, sitting at the Columbus Circle with a microphone, and I recorded some traffic noise that I. Already, and since there was this event in Genoa and on the Columbus Circle, we have this Columbus pointing to the east. This was a very close connection. I'd like to play some of those samples. A couple of those ambient sounds. Then I couldn't resist. Sorry. Awesome. I'm outside. You can't fail to catch something like this. So these sources are very my sound material. Some of them really low quality, but I didn't care much about that. Years before before creating that piece, I already started to have a shell program that reads in sound files and delivering samples. And I could then design my own programs, DSP-wise, and writing sound files back to the hard drive. created a few tools that are simulate then the trashing and hacking actually the sound file into little pieces and then to mix them together. The program itself has a few few commands. One convenient program was to read in a sound file to determine how many samples I'm actually reading out of that sound file, actually at random points. The random aspect was very important to me, and I'm using a very inefficient reading actually from the hard drive, using random size buffers, and deciding after each read whether I want to do with this buffer. So in the first stage, the program looks at the situation and determines then whether it wants to introduce a silence after that read, or it wants to do a little scrubbing with this buffer, or actually doing nothing, just read through. I can apply an envelope here and determine how sharp that fade in fade out actually happens. It's very convenient in the sense that I can create very rapidly a large number of sounds, which are then going to import into our mixing environment. So let's, for instance, play a little bit with the voice report. So it's a bit inconvenient to turn its head around always and create our. So I'm working on our samples domains, so we're just determining how many samples at minimum I want to read in the buffer, and how big this buffer can actually grow. Putting some weights for randomness into it. So the first parameter here for the weight is determining or stopping the program and actually deciding, letting me decide what to do. Then the next weight factor here is to say whether I want to have a silence after that or not. And then to introduce a weight to let the buffer scrub or read ahead. I'm just happy with that. And let's just generate a few sound parts of that. Listen to it, or else maybe.
Im Zimmer von der Toilette war ein Karabinierring von der Waffe gegen die geklappten Eisenstange im Vorderlöcher und bewaffnet und Anwalt des Tipps. Der Mann
Alright. In a similar manner, I'm doing loops with these sound files and using then a multi-channel mixing environment to make specific choices about which samples to use or not and which ones to leave out of the mix. I also wrote a couple of effects into the sound shell that, for instance, create a frequency shift, apply frequency shift to the sound files, and also setting the mixed portions of, for instance, the shredded sound files, which are maybe 20 sound files on top of each other, mixed together, creates a mono file, and then I'm applying a stereo space algorithm in order to position that sound file using an intensity panning and calculating the first and second reflections. This is pretty much material that I got from F. Richard Moore's book, Elements of Computer Music, and put into this program. So those few processes are basically what I used for creating the piece. So it's very simple, actually. And maybe I can point to a few moments in the piece where these algorithms have been applied to. Let's point to this. Now, what I didn't mention is for the sound installation. The sound installation actually started much later. So this first introduction with the synth pads at the beginning, what you've heard in the concert yesterday, and a few additional seconds at the end, that was created with a program that I wrote using the VST environment, and this plugin is based on a concept that I found interesting to use also in this piece, taking a noise as an input. I'm using a comb filter bank, and the bank of comb filters is tuned by a harmonic series, which I can distort by using those sliders here. The distortion means that it's not an integer relation between the harmonics. So the fact of that is something you could the effect of that I found very attractive, and it is applied to the beginning of that piece. So the first sounds you hear is actually are sounds created. Sorry about that sound. Is using that synth. which I actually plan to convert into a make it available and convert into a standalone synth. So this is the section, I think, when this is those are the sounds that are mixed together using the simple tools that I've outlined now, and using nothing but those tools and the stereo space algorithm that I've actually applied to it. The section with the chairs. I think it should stop here and allow for any comments or questions.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much, Georg. Are there any questions, maybe? Yes.
Rolf Gassner, Ford One in Germany. I would like to ask whether you have used authentic material recorded at the Genoa scene?
No, unfortunately not. I, as I said, I took the report from a file that I got from the internet, which was published, and used I specifically cut out original sound where the reporter actually stopped speaking. So you actually had a few seconds here where the reporter didn't speak. So I used those parts.
Another question, maybe? Question from the internet, no, Eric? Yeah. Okay.
There was just a question about whether the complete piece is available anywhere for download or to be able to listen to it?
Yes, I think
maybe I can say something to this. So for legal reasons, it was not possible, unfortunately, to stream the concert yesterday, and it's same applies to the Kubus concert on Saturday, but we plan to do a streaming through the Degem web radio, which solves these legal issues, and it will not start immediately after the conference, but some sort 2 or 3 weeks later. But this will be announced on the website, so then you can hear all the pieces of the Kubus concerts also.
I also like to add that I'm happy to give this for free. Actually, if somebody wants to email me, want a copy of that piece, I'm giving it for free. So maybe also putting it on a website and making an announcement.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, if there's no other question, then. Thank you very much again, Georg, for the talk and for the concert yesterday and for being here.
Thank you.
And okay, so now then we will have the lunch break and we will continue at 2 o'clock again with the composer's talk. This talk will be by Agostino Di Scipio, who had also a piece yesterday in the concert. Thanks.
Thank you very much.